This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Medical residents at CU Anschutz are asking for union bargaining rights. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
A group representing almost 1,300 resident doctors say its members are overworked and underpaid after years of education and training. It says stress, fatigue, and burnout are common. It's asking for collective bargaining rights. A spokesman with CU's School of Medicine says it values the work of its residents and fellows. He says school leaders meet with them regularly and have been working to improve pay and compensation. The doctors work at six major hospitals in the Denver area, including UC Health, Denver Health, the Regional VA Medical Center, and Children's Hospital Colorado. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Downtown Review Board members in Colorado Springs have unanimously approved plans for what would be the city's tallest building. Many residents have pushed back against the 27-story One Vela project. They argue the tower would harm the character of the city's downtown and its skyline. Opponents have promised to appeal to the city council for a hearing in March. Some Colorado tightened its law on business identity theft. It has resolved nearly 1,500 complaints. CPR's Megan Riley reports.
Two common types of fraud are if someone uses a name or address that doesn't belong to them to file new business documents, or if someone files paperwork in the name of a legitimate company in order to hijack its identity. Secretary of State Jenna Griswold is touting the number of frauds resolved in the 2 years since the law passed.
This is CPR News. It's 5:06.